Mutual presents another in the series of weekly visits with the American Eagle in Britain. Interviews with American servicemen will be conducted by Major Ken Treadwell of New Rochelle, New York, and the music supplied by the Gremlin Orchestra under the direction of Lieutenant George Queeg, conducted by Sergeant Tom Frank of New York. In addition to those just mentioned, we will also hear the voice of B.B. Daniels, and among the servicemen interviewed will be some from Newark, New Jersey, Nashville, Tennessee, Los Angeles, California, Tacoma, Washington, San Francisco, Brooklyn, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, New Orleans, Louisiana, Denver, Colorado, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Illinois, and many others. This program is broadcast by special arrangement with the British Broadcasting Corporation and is presented as it was received and transcribed in New York earlier today.
And once again, it's hello to all of you in America. This is Cecil Madden of the British Broadcasting Corporation saying, call in the family for the American Eagle in Britain program sent to you with the usual good wishes of the BBC in London. And this opening spot is always given to six of the smaller towns in the United States.
This is Sergeant Mariel W. Stover calling Greencastle, Pennsylvania.
Yay!
This is Aviation Radioman James E. Prendergast from Wolf Point, Montana.
This is Sergeant Vic Nigrin from Madison, Minnesota.
This is machinist mate Dwayne Moore calling Warren, Ohio.
This is Corporal Donald R. Mills calling Anaheim, California.
This is Travis First Class Verl McKelvey calling Dillon, Texas.
Thank you, and those six were just picked out at random in this room under the pavement in Dunker's Den in this famous American Red Cross Rainbow Corner Club in London. This is where I introduce our interviewer, from New Rochelle, New York, member of the 8th Air Force, Major Ken Treadwell.
Thanks for being here, Cecil, and it's mighty good to be back again in Rainbow Corner after being away for a few weeks. It feels like good old home. I imagine that some of the folks back in the States often wonder how these sound effects here are created. We don't want them to get the idea that they are sound effects because they come right from the hands, the feet, and the mouths of your own sons and loved ones.
For example?
This is the way our boys, when the occasion arises, do their clapping. Clapping is mighty fine, it's good stuff, but sometimes it doesn't do the job completely. Therefore, when the occasion arises, they whistle. And just to add the coup d'etat, just to really knock it down and drag it out, when something is really hot, they stamp their feet just about like this. And when all of you folks back in America hear it, it sounds something like this. Wonderful, wonderful. We're all set to go on. And standing on the other side of the mic is PFC John Filarski. Is that right, Johnny?
Correct, sir.
You're a blonde, just under 6 feet tall. About how much do you weigh?
About 160, sir.
160?
Yes,
and
sir.
Your hometown is where?
Garfield Heights, Ohio.
Is that near Cleveland?
Yes, sir. I'm a radio man in the half track.
You've been in combat?
Yes, sir.
Since when?
Since
August 1st,
23.
You were in on the big breakthrough then?
Yes.
Where did your particular unit break through?
Well, we started on the Brittany Peninsula, made 250 miles in 10 days.
Under Patton's control?
Yes, sir.
Right. 250 miles in 10 days.
10 days, yes.
Man, that's traveling without a war on. That's doing okay. Right. And here we go. When were you wounded, and what's the story behind that Purple Heart?
Well, I was wounded at October 8th, and I happened to be on a reconnaissance undergoing the Blue 88, and just happened I was an unfortunate one and happened to get my shrapnel on my hand.
Where were you? In your hand?
Yes, sir.
Is it okay now, Johnny?
Yes, it is. As good as new.
Well, I'm glad that, I'm sure that your folks and I'm sure we are happy to hear that. In connection with home, by the way, what do you think about the most? What occupies your mind?
Well, my folks bought a little dream house for my brother and me.
A little dream house?
Yes.
Back there in Garfield Heights?
Garfield Heights, yes.
What's the address?
4686 East 86th Street.
Well, I think we can all wish Johnny a fast return to 4686 East 86th Street in Garfield Heights.
Yes, sir.
I'll bet that old good sack, that bed with a feather mattress, is waiting for you. Thanks a lot, Johnny Filarski.
Thanks.
And here's a man they don't call Blackie. It's Private Irwin Scott, and they must call you Red. Is that right?
That's right, sir.
It's short, but it's Red.
Red, where's your home?
I'm from Harlingen, Texas.
I see that you're wearing the combat infantry badge and also paratrooper's wings.
That's right, sir.
How many jumps have you had, Red?
I've had 13 jumps. The 13th one was in combat.
Number 13 in combat?
Yes, sir.
And you came through okay. Any other, is 13 your lucky or unlucky number for any particular reason?
Well, I don't know if it is or not, sir, but I jumped the 13th man.
How about that? Where was that? Was that part of some invasion?
That was on the invasion of southern France.
Southern France?
Yes, sir, back in August.
Right. It's often been called a model invasion. Good old Stars and Stripes refers to it jokingly as the Champagne Campaign, but it was far from that and we know it. How long were you on the line, Red?
Well, in France, we were in the line 94 days.
That's a long tour. What was your particular job?
I was a rifleman.
Carrying a rifle for 94 days.
Well,
thanks a lot, Red. Good luck.
Thank you, Ken. Our music today is a GI band from a bomb group. We welcome them to the American Eagle. They're called the Gremlins. They're under the direction of Lieutenant George A. Puig of Houston, Texas. They're conducted by Sergeant Tom Frank of New York. So here they come with Nellie Gray. Microphone now, hometowns first, and then your names. So take over, Ken, will you, with the roving microphone.
Thank you, Cecil, and what better place to start than with this mighty fine Gremlin band. Here's a big man with a bass fiddle.
Brooklyn, New York, Sergeant Itch Rosatsky.
Itch, if they could see that haircut back home, they'd be ashamed of you. Here we go.
San Francisco, California, Sergeant Itch.
And I request plenty of piano. He's a guitar man. Guitar men are traditionally short and smooth. Here's a solid apple.
Boston, Massachusetts, Sergeant Tony Amara.
Thanks, Tony. First saxophone.
Jimmy McDowell, Tacoma, Washington.
Tacoma heard from. Who's next to Tacoma?
Los Angeles, California, Alfred, Carolina.
And I'll bet you speak some Spanish, don't you, Al? Yeah, man.
Waterbury, Connecticut, Corporal Nicky Sola.
Right next to Nicky.
Mount Vernon, Kentucky, Bob Thompson.
Had a bit of trouble remembering his hometown just for a minute. Mount Vernon, Kentucky. How about a trombone?
Brooklyn, New York, Pete Nizzle.
Drums, can you yell? I can't reach you. Give a yell.
Nashville, Tennessee, Rufe Harris.
They could hear that all the way back in Nashville, yeah.
Brooklyn, New York, Leon Robbins.
Let's hear that hometown again, Leon. You were too far away from the mic.
Brooklyn, New York.
I further understood that. How about a trumpet, man? Here's our first trumpet.
Spring Valley, New York, Herb Bernstein.
Newark, New Jersey, Morty Wayman.
That was Newark, New Jersey, Morty who?
Wayman,
just in case he was too far away from the mic. Let's slide down this first row and get them as they fall. Here's a corporal with the Airborne Troop Carrier Command.
Westboro, Massachusetts, Charlie Hackett.
And here's about 250 pounds worth of the 8th Air Force.
Appleby, Texas, Leland Spivey.
What? Why is it the big men always have voices like that? Here we go.
Philadelphia, PA, John A. Moore.
Chicago, Illinois, PSE, Irving Hirsch.
Wilson, North Carolina, Alan Winborn.
Thank you, Alan. On Alan's left is a sergeant with a famous infantry outfit.
I am North Texas, Sergeant Tom Young.
St. Paul, Minnesota, Corporal Sam Stella.
And here is a USN on his hat with two long red hash marks. an upside-down staff sergeant's rating on his... I can't... better give you a rating, too. I can't read it.
Chief Commissary Stewart.
And your name?
Lester Clark, Algiers, Louisiana.
Thank you, Les. If you just said Chief Commissary Stewart, you might be from most anywhere. Here we go.
Bluffton, Indiana, Donald Heller.
Russian, Pennsylvania, Everett Fisher, Seaman First Class.
Seaman First Class. Those were two Navy men in a row. And here's a sergeant.
Panama, Texas, Sergeant Robert Weaver.
Lincroft, New Jersey, Corporal Sid Sprung.
Butler, South Dakota, Lloyd Norton.
Hand the tech sergeant.
Barron, Virginia, George Petrakis, Sergeant.
Hand the Navy, you're in again.
Springfield, Massachusetts, South Door Barrel.
Thanks a lot. Let's get over to the other side of the room. A buck sergeant.
Waverly, Minnesota, Sergeant Joseph Painter.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Here's the Navy.
Middletown, Connecticut, Phil Carl.
Where's Medford, Mass? Bill Moore.
Ah, we're coming. By gosh, I think we've only got one whack in the audience today, and we're coming to her fast. Here we go.
Winston Salem, North Carolina. Howard Myers.
And here's a fortunate tech sergeant on the young whack sergeant's right. Sergeant, how about it?
Fells Mills, New York, Francis Trillium.
And this blue-eyed lass has Wisconsin in her look somehow. Let's give.
Appleton, Wisconsin, Mary Waterman.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Mary. And let's go on from there.
Salem, Utah, Sergeant Hanks.
Phillips, Wisconsin, Herbert Jackson.
Lansdowne, Maryland, Corporal Joe Wickless.
Joe? Is that short for Joseph, right?
Right.
Glen Burnie, Maryland, Sergeant Gable.
What's your... Charlie Gable. Okay, on from Charlie.
North Bergen, New Jersey, Herbert Sachs.
Thanks, Herb. On Herb's right sits an 8th Air Force Staff Sergeant.
Osceola, Arkansas, John W. Davis.
And here's one of the boys who, in a final analysis, these are the guys that are the backbone of this army, a PFC. Let's grab him.
Garden City, Mineola, New York, PFC William Jednet.
Thanks, Bill. You really know where Garden City is, don't you? Here we go.
PFC McNair, Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Louisiana, and two more to be heard from. Two buck sergeants, one and two.
Franklin, Pennsylvania, William H. Bell.
What's going to be the lucky hometown we end up with today?
Greenville, Alabama, Bill Dixon.
Alabama heard from. Cecil Madden, it's all yours.
Thank you, Ken, for that tour around the room. And today we spot the station WNOE, the James A. No station located in New Orleans, Louisiana. There's just one fellow in the room from New Orleans. I'm going to bring him up.
Hello, everybody, and thank you, Mr. Madden. This is Sergeant Earl A. Trasclair calling New Orleans, Louisiana. Yeah, I guess I should be nervous about this town, but I am. I guess when everybody thinks of my hometown, they think of something good to eat. Something good to eat. Yeah, that's Antoine's. I guess you've all heard of that place. Juicy steaks, fried chicken, oysters, raw oysters.
That's all, brother.
Thank you very much. I think he should be MC of this program and not me. So good luck to all of you in New Orleans from all of us here in Dunker's Den in London. We're able to take you now to a hospital somewhere in Britain where B.B. Daniels is waiting to talk to some of your wounded men. So come in, will you, B.B. Daniels.
Thank you, Cecil Madden, and greetings to all you folks back home from Purple Heart Corner. This week, we're broadcasting to you from Ward 20 of the 97th General Hospital in southern England. The boys in this ward have just finished a chicken dinner. How was it, Sam Mananese?
That chicken was terrific. Just plain terrific. Mm. Of course, I'd like to have my sister Bessie here to fix me an antipasto or some raviola. I bet my dad, Mr. James Mananese, is getting ready to eat some right now.
Where does he live, Sam?
At 3265 East 123rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio. There's another address back there I think a lot about, too.
Who lives there?
The best looking, the most cheerful, just say Miss Sophie Ducato.
In other words, the girl you're going to marry. Is that her picture?
Yes, and it went all through the fighting with me.
Hi, Vivi.
Hiya, pal. What's your name?
3309 Shoshone Street, Denver, Colorado.
No. Your name?
Oh, John M. Colasacco.
Well, now that we've met, John, I think you could use a new cigar. That one's getting a bit short. Here's a new one for you.
Thanks, B.B. I always agreed with Jimmy Durante that noses like ours give a man dignity. Mm-hmm. They do make cigarettes a problem. You're likely to burn the end off the old snozzle with a cigarette, but with a cigar, you have the match right out in the open where it can do any harm.